Especially because we've all huddled into large cities, we'll run out of food very quickly. Power grids will come down, even though we all have the knowledge in our head of how to make these machines. Surgeons know how to do operations, for example. They simply can't do it anymore. So within a generation, the knowledge becomes lost and it becomes legend.
And it takes thousands of years to get back.
Thousands of years. But what do you have left over? You have remnants of carvings, of machines that future generations, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years later will dig out of the ground, showing complex machinery, complex gear mechanisms that supposedly their generation made, and it didn't exist in primitive society, yet primitive society has these extremely high-tech devices.
Brent, are all these cities submerged, or do they sometimes just get flipped over, buried? You know, the land masses just kind of turn over onto itself.
They seem to go straight down.
Straight down.
They go straight down. In fact, it doesn't look like there's any earthquake-type event that rips them apart.
Let's talk more about this. Also, some forests found underwater at the Antarctica. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Brent Miller, our guest tonight. Brent, tell me about this incredible discovery of forests hundreds of feet under the Antarctic ice.
Actually, that is a perfect example about how fast this event happens. Unlike the New York City event, where it slowly drops, if you have a forest that is slowly dropping in the ocean, it would be dead within a year. It would no longer be a forest within 2 or 3 years, and as it drops under the ocean, there'd be nothing but decayed vegetation that would slowly disappear and vanish. What we have underneath the Antarctic ice is literally 6 million square miles of tropical forest. It shows that this pole shift, the pole shift that caused that event, was so quick and so sudden, it dropped what was a continent landmass above the ocean, a thriving tropical forest in warm weather, to suddenly be under the ocean and now at the southern pole, where it doesn't get sunlight, and so it, you know, you get layers of ice building on top of the ocean, making it hundreds of feet thick. So it's now buried. This event would have occurred in well less than a year. Otherwise, the forest wouldn't be there, the remnants of the forest, to the extent that we have it. We're not talking an isolated patch here and there. We're talking 6 million square miles.
That's huge. Is that one of the reasons, Brent, that we hear stories of governments, our government, the Russians, always there in that region with submarines, looking for things, testing things, doing research?
There is a number of different reasons and theories why they're there. We're of course not privy to what they're up to, but we do know that they are building telescopes on the southern ice shelf, looking, you know, towards the south, and they're doing research on the magnetic poles of the Earth. But as far as looking at the bottom of the ocean, I'm not aware of what they might be doing there. While we're in Antarctica, they have dug ice core samples, another great example of the cyclic nature of these events. The ice core samples in Greenland and Antarctica both match each other. You know, when you take a long ice core sample several hundred feet down,
right,
as you go back, as you go deeper, you're going back in time, by layer. And as each layer is moved through, you can analyze the molecular content that made up that ice at that time, and it has trapped the atmospheric molecules in that layer of ice at that time. So you can tell the percentage of CO2, the percentage of nitrogen, oxygen, argon, etc., in every year. Typically, the error rate is to bracket in 10-year increments. But what we see is a cyclical event that happens. The overall massive running cycle is 110,000 years. And then you have five sub-cycles within that 110,000 years. But the most important thing is that every so many thousand years, there is a layer of cosmic dust. Interstellar radiation has made it to the deck of the planet, of Earth, and has sealed cosmic dust in that layer of ice. These are the events that we're most concerned about, because these are the events that signify a massive gravitational wave outside the planet that literally shifts the planet.